This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recorded by Corey Samuel. The Junior Classics, Volume 1 by William Patton, Chapter 3, Why the Diver Duck Has So Few Tail Feathers, adapted from H.R. Schoolcraft. Having overcome the powerful pearl feather, killed his serpents, and escaped all his wiles and charms, the heart of Manabozho welled within him. An unconquerable desire for further adventures seized upon him. He had won in a great fight on land, so he determined his next success should come to him from the water. He tried his luck as a fisherman, and with such success that he captured an enormous fish, a fish so rich in fat that with the oil Manabozho was able to form a small lake. Wishing to be generous, and at the same time having a cunning plan of his own, he invited all the birds and beasts of his acquaintance to come and feast upon the oil, telling them that the order in which they partook of the banquet would decide how fat each was to be for all time to come. As fast as they arrived, he told them to plunge in and help themselves. The first to make his appearance was the bear, who took a long and steady draught. Then came the deer, the opossum, and such others of the family as are noted for their comfortable covering. The moose and the buffalo were late in arriving on the scene, and the partridge, always lean in flesh, looked on till the supply was nearly gone. There was not a drop left by the time the hare and the marten appeared on the shore of the lake, and they are, in consequence, the slenderest of all creatures. When this ceremony was over, Manabozho suggested to his friends, the assembled birds and animals, that the occasion was proper for a little merrymaking, and taking up his drum he cried out, "New songs from the south! Come, brothers, dance!" They all fell in and commenced their rounds. Whenever Manabozho, as he stood in the circle, saw a fat fowl which he fancied pass him, he adroitly wrung its neck and slipped it under his belt, at the same time beating his drum and singing at the top of his lungs to drown the noise of the fluttering, crying out in a tone of admiration, "That's the way, my brothers, that's the way!" At last, a small duck of the diver family, thinking there was something wrong, opened one eye and saw what Manabozho was doing, giving a spring and crying, "Ha, ha! Manabozho is killing us!" He made a dash for the water. Manabozho was so angry that the creature should have played the spy that he gave chase, and just as the diver duck was getting into the water he gave him a kick, which is the reason that the diver's tail feathers are few, his back flattened, and his legs straightened out, so that when he is seen walking on land he makes a sorry-looking figure. The other birds, having no ambition to be thrust in Manabozho's belt, flew off, and the animals scampered into the woods. End of chapter 3.